This is Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago. Today, Oliver Pergams, visiting research assistant professor in biological sciences, talks about the decline in nature-related outdoor activities as people around the world spend more of their leisure time online or watching television. Here's Professor Pergams.
Patty Zaradic and I are both conservation biologists, and several years ago, we decided that simply working on solving conservation and biology problems without going to their causes wasn't enough. In other words, plants and animals don't cause the problems people do, and unless we try to influence and understand people's reasons for causing conservation problems, that we were fighting a losing battle. So we decided to look much more closely at people's changing relationship with nature, why people were acting the way they were, and fundamental to all of this was how much people were actually coming in contact with nature. This paper coming out in Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences, PNAS, is by far the most comprehensive and broad-reaching of the three papers we've published on this so far. In this paper, we try to evaluate the extent to which people are visiting nature over time. And what we do here is we find as many time series, longitudinal sets of data as we can that reflect their visitation with nature or involvement with nature. As much as possible, these data record what people actually do. In other words, how often they visit things like U.S. national parks and state parks, National Forest, Bureau of Land Management properties, natural areas in both the U.S. and other countries, specifically Japan and Spain were the ones we were able to find data for. We also look at the number of various types of U.S. game licenses issued, so hunting licenses, fishing licenses, duck stamps, as a pretty decent indicator of how much people go into nature, in contact with nature. People rarely buy these kind of licenses without actually doing something with them. A whole set of indicators on camping, how much time people spend camping, and also backpacking and hiking, a set of indicators. And all of these things, we used correlation analysis, both of the data itself and of the change in the data from year to year to get rid of any skew effects. The correlations we found were real and not just an artifact of the trend of the data. And we found a lot of very, very significant and very high correlations and also a lot of very significant trends. So to cut to the results, the four variables with the greatest participation by people on an annual basis were visits to Japanese national parks, U.S. national parks, U.S. state parks, and U.S. national forest. And the average individual visited these properties between about three-quarters of a time a year and 2 3/4 of times per year. All four of these time series are in downtrends, and linear regressions show ongoing losses of participation of about 1% to 3% per year. The longest and most complete time series we tested suggests that the typical declines in loss of participation in nature began between 1981 and 1991, so in that 10-year period, are proceeding at rates of 1 to 1.3% a year, so we're losing typically 1 to 1.3% every year in participation, and the total to date based on that rate of loss is 18 to 25%. So typically, we're losing as much of a quarter of the participation in nature from the peaks in the last 20 years. There's a minor counter trend with hiking and backpacking. So day hikes went up slightly over that time period. And these results were corroborated using the year-to-year change model, the difference model, in other words, what I spoke about, as a methodology of showing that it wasn't a trend effect, it was a real effect. What we have here is we have, I think, a very substantial corroboration and evidence that people are indeed visiting nature less, that nature visitation peaked approximately 20 years ago, and that the trend is almost universal, especially in the U.S. and to what extent we were able to determine in other countries as well. I think this has some very far-reaching implications. I think this is of enormous importance. First off, it means that people will not be as interested in conservation in the future as they are today. If this trend doesn't change, if new generations are continuously exposed to less nature than previous generations, they're not going to be as interested in nature when they get to be adults, and they're not going to support conservation as much. Secondly, If in fact, as in previous papers we've suggested, if in fact it's true that they're substituting sedentary electronic activity, internet, movies, video games, if in fact they're substituting these type of sedentary activities for the much more active outdoor activity in nature, this has very broad-reaching implications for people's mental and physical health. On the positive side, exposure to nature has lots of physical benefits and lots of mental benefits that have been documented in terms of spiritual and mental and emotional satisfaction. The negative side of the coin is that the activities related to excessive electronic media use have been shown to be very strongly connected with attentional disorder, with lack of socialization, with poor academic performance. And this is, of course, is in addition to the overwhelming problems of obesity and poor health due to a sedentary lifestyle. I think there are some extremely broad-reaching implications to this study. I think this provides a foundation that was so far lacking to the whole children and nature deficit disorder movement. Previously, the evidence was largely anecdotal that people were going to nature less. I think this is very strong corroboration that it is true and it is very broad.
Oliver Pergams is a visiting research assistant professor in biological sciences. For more information about this research, go to www.news.uic.edu, click on News Releases, and look for the release dated January 30th, 2008. This has been Research News from UIC, the University of Illinois at Chicago.